Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Carlos Santana bringing us back. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. John Deeney, John F. Deeney, is here, ladies and gentlemen. That's the name on the outstanding award-winning book, Hunting in a Farmer's World. I'm still angry about that because I should have written that book, and John beat me to it. John, thanks again for being here. JohnFDeeney.com, D-I-N-I. Right, John?
Right. Thank you, Jim, and thanks for the compliment.
Yeah, they well-deserved. And all, folks, you want to make sure you follow John in this his blog posts, you'll thank me later. We're talking about leadership. We're talking about the relationship between leaders and titles. And one of the things that I wanted you to talk to us about a little bit is, we talked about, you know, not promoting someone until it's obvious to everyone. And then we talked about when should you give someone a title? What do you do about bringing somebody in who's got a title? Will you give them a title when they first show up? How do you deal with the people in a small organization? I mean, politics is everywhere. Big organizations are small ones, but when a small one, I mean, you get people's nose out of joint in a small business. Things can get upside down real quick, can't they?
Well, yes, and the most frequent incident of getting someone's nose out of joint is when they think it should have been their job.
Right.
You know,
right.
You bring somebody in or you promote somebody and you have somebody coming in and you know that their reasoning is flawed. They're coming in and saying, you know, I've been stuck in this position for a long time. I deserve something new, or I started a year before he did. I deserve the shot at that. You know, and most often it has nothing to do with talents or desire or an interest in that area.
Mm-hmm.
It's some sense of entitlement that I should have gotten it. But of course, if you don't address it, especially in a small company, you know, you could wind up with a cancer there.
Right.
Of somebody not cooperating or sandbagging or talking behind
mm-hmm.
your new promotee back, you
mm-hmm.
know, that causes a whole bunch of problems.
Bowing up and just not cooperating. Well, one of the things that you kind of alluded to in one of your articles that I think is a good point is to make sure that everybody is clear about what this job entails.
Yes.
And maybe even to the point of upgrading the job a little bit from what it always has been. Because a lot of times people think that when people internally look at a position, all they think about is the title, and they don't necessarily maybe know what the responsibility is. And maybe the last person who had that job wasn't doing the job.
Right.
And so make sure that you say, okay, now I'm gonna be creating a position, or I'm gonna be replacing or bringing someone in to be the sales manager. Now, regardless of what you thought was that requirement, here is the requirements of the sales manager. Anybody who wants to apply internally can do that, but I'm going to hire somebody and it might be from the outside. What do you think?
Well, that's well said, and although you and I have never in our lives been manipulative, Jim.
Never, never.
Never.
Or sarcastic.
But one of the things I've done with my clients is when we have a situation where we're afraid some of that it should have been mine might happen,
mm-hmm.
and they already have someone in mind, we write that posted job description very, very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
And funny, it just seems to fit one person.
Well,
you know, and they do that in government contracting.
It happens all
the
time. Happens,
you know,
all the time. Well, the other thing is, and this is the classic example in a small business, is you're going to promote your very first, you're going to create your very first sales management position, and your best salesperson thinks that they should have that job.
Oh, heavens, we're in trouble already.
Well, yeah, and so you've got to find a way, and it doesn't have to be in sales. It could be in the accounting department. It could be
mm-hmm.
in a lot of different places. You know, just because somebody is the best at doing the work of the department doesn't mean that they'll be the best at managing the work of that department.
Right, and it goes both ways. You know, you mentioned my book several times, thank you, but, you know, when we talk about hunters and farmers, when you got a salesman who's a pure hunter, and a sales manager, you want more of a farmer.
Right, yep.
You know, and when you've got a controller who's a great farmer, you want a CFO that's more of a hunter.
99.9% of the time, if you promote your best salesperson to a sales manager, you're going to lose both. You're going to lose that person in both positions. Hey,
and
John.
Right.
JohnFDeeney.com is the website. John, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thanks so much, Jim. Always
John Deeney, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.